And we are live. It is Saturday, the 13th of September. It is 11:30 in the morning in Bangalore. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here in Cleeborg. And this is the first time that we are speaking, Ritesh, for about 4 weeks, I think, 4 or 5 weeks,
Yes, so this
something.
is the fifth week.
The fifth week, okay. And this is the first time we meet in your new home. You are now living officially together with your wife, whom you married on the, let me see if I've got the date right, the 18th of February. Is that
Yes,
correct?
right.
I guess, yeah. So if you forget your wedding day, tell me. I will have it somewhere stored in my head. And it's taken you all this time since your wedding to find a house in Bangalore, to get everything organized, and while you were doing all of this in the south, your wife still stayed at home with her family in the north. But it's good to see a different Ritesh now in his different stage of his life, joining us for a, I don't know, it's a rather serious topic. Forged in failure, things that went absolutely pear-shaped. It is possibly a little personal, possibly a little uncomfortable, but we'll play it by ear. So I've got the first question here. It's not the easiest of questions, but sort of looking at this it's from hindsight, yeah. So something went wrong and you came out of it feeling totally different. So can you remember a failure that you once wanted to forget? And now, with the benefit of hindsight, you realize it was actually a good thing that it happened because it helped you shape who you are today.
Yes. One minute, just a second.
Stop the recording. Okay, we're back.
Okay. Yeah, so a failure like I remember preparing for JEE. JEE is an exam. After 12th, we give it like a 10th matriculation and intermediate. 12th, we call it. And final 12, like final year of 12th. We have 2 years of first year and second year. You give a entrance exam. And based on your score, you get engineering colleges. Maybe government, private, then state colleges. If you know about IITs, Indian Institute of Science Technologies, those are very prominent colleges, engineering colleges. So you get a selection. You select your course. One thing also, growing up, we had this thing that I'm going to prepare and get a college, start things like that. It kind of education, I'm talking about the failure related to education. So we prepared. Our 2 years was full dedicated, I dedicated to that exam. And our main focus was physics, chemistry, and math. I don't want her to go in bio, medical field. And I didn't scored well in that exam. Okay, so it was first kind of for me as a failure that I have not cleared that exam. And I didn't got selected. So we had a choice that wait for 1 year and prepare for that exam and give that exam next year. And at that time we gave one state government exam that called Comet K, that is done in Karnataka. It is exam for the all the state engineering colleges, institute, and private colleges. And when I was studying in Patna, you get it from your friends or the people who are studying with you. They told that give an exam. They wanted to have fun to visit this area. They never been south. And that time, me and my brother, one cousin brother, we used to stay together. We fill that form. For that, for examination, we had to come to Bangalore to give that exam. And it was kind of fun. We didn't do prepare for this exam. And I had a seat, the rank in that exam. It was not a good rank, but still I can get a private college. So we had a discussion one day, me and my brother, that see, we can do 1 year preparation for JEE, or we can go and take up admission in private colleges. We told that looking at our background and all, parents, they were capable of paying for private colleges. But it's kind of most of whatever they saved for the student, it will go in our education. So from his perspective, it was kind of, they see, you are wasting of 1 year of your life. Okay. Even you are going in IITs based on your rank, you will not going to choose your stream. Okay, suppose I have a rank and I can get a college, but I will not get that stream. If I want that stream, then I have to go to the lower level of colleges. Okay, and then we can do same thing with private also. And Bangalore is a kind of hub, IT hub. And you will get exposure, a lot of exposure. We decided a lot. We talked about, and one of our brother, like he is also cousin brother. He was living in Bangalore, and we decided to come and take admission in private colleges in Bangalore. And compared to government colleges, private colleges take a lot more money. First thing, and a prestige kind of thing is also lower in that area. Anyone can go to the private colleges, but the IITs is the people who has good studying and all, they go to that colleges. And we decided, we took some of our friends. They when they prepared for 1 year, some of them, they got succeeded in getting exam and cleared that exam. They got a seat also, but they were 1 year back to us, and they didn't get a good job. So what I remember, that it was failure. It's like I don't want to talk to my father that day when result came. I don't want to talk to my mom. We didn't came home from Patna to say, but it was failure for a student. And now I look that we did a good, that failure made us to be here. Okay, be in this place, meet the people, the environment we got it, okay, and the kind of education we get it, got it here. The exposure we got in Bangalore is different than the people who got the admission in different places. They wasted 1 year of their life, and the career they chose, the area they went. So I feel that that time it was a big failure. You know that we were not able to talk to someone holding our like what head high. That we did a 2 years of preparation and we didn't score, we didn't get it. But now I feel that that failure or that thing brought us somewhere. We are doing. It was not like end of the road, end of the
Yeah,
things.
and end of the
You can't
world,
get.
yeah.
Yeah, you can get things like. So
Mm.
now I feel that I have that failure is. Now looking back, it does not matter. Like something good happened, right?
I mean this is the question, isn't it? I mean, there is so much pressure on parents to educate their children at the best schools, at the best universities, and so on and so forth. And the question really is, if they don't make it, are they failures? No, they're not. Yeah, it's just that they have certain capabilities, and the best school may actually not always be the best choice for the person. I remember many, many, many years ago. I knew a person who was incredibly intelligent, and he had the scores to be able to study medicine. And everybody asked him, "Why are you studying this and that and not medicine when you have the scores to do that?" And he said, "Yes, I may have the academic qualifications to study medicine, but I don't have the personality to be a good doctor. So I'm more suited to, I think he was studying cybernetics or something along those lines. So something very mathematical, very technical. And he says, I'd be better at that because it fits more to my personality than having a look at sick people and making them healthy. Yeah. So had he gone and taken everybody's advice, he would have been a doctor, but possibly not a happy one or a successful one. Yeah. So coming out of that ex out of that failure experience, how did you redefine success?
Success very difficult to answer this one. Success, what I see that in these scenarios, okay, how you are going to behave at certain point, right? So suppose success to handle that situation in that sense. You don't believe you are not going to believe this because Frank. But so many students, they commit suicide in India because of they failed exams. They prepare for medical, they prepare for JEE. So suppose someone did 2 years of preparation, they failed. They didn't. Not failed, but they didn't got a seat or they didn't score well to have a better rank. Then what they did, they decided, no, I'm going to take it, and they prepared for 1 more year. That year also they were unlucky; they were not able to score better, and they didn't get it. They will prepare for 3rd year, or they are wasting for 4 years of time, and if they are not cracking or getting a seat or getting a rank, good rank, so many students they have done. Suicides. Even they got a college. They did very well in the examination. They did higher scores. They got in college and they feel that there are so many people who are better than them. They were not able to excel in the class. So they were toppers in their own class when they were studying. They went to IITs, and people from all over the India, they came, and they are not doing well. At that time, they feel that it is failure for them. They have taken their life. Sometimes the professors, they have made a situation like that. They did, and they done it. They have committed. They left the colleges. So many things. So in that area, success is handling that situation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are handling. You are happy with that one. Okay. So whatever, no matter what you get it, you get a better job. You get a job and you are happy doing this one, going and whatever you get it. And some people who are having a better job, they are not happy with their family life, but they are continuously, they are giving 80 or 90% of their life in that area to get it. That is not bringing a happiness in their life. Okay. So for me, we have talked a lot in this happiness, happiness. If you are happy, you are success, right? Successful, no matter which area you are in.
Exactly, yeah.
Whatever you do in life, whatever I'm doing right now, so till now I'm a successful, and I have done successfully everything so that I have reached here. Okay, and I can say that success, every step of life is a success until and unless we are not doing any drastic bad thing. Okay, I can't say that I will do certain things and then I'm successful. I will get up my own cabin in our office or some office, then I'm successful. I will get a certain tag, role tag, and then I'm successful. No, I'm still, I can say that every step I'm successful. If I didn't do it well in that exam, I didn't got a college, but I got somewhere else big. So that is also a success, right? So
we were talking about this in several other sessions within the community, of course you then have the killer of it all is when you compare yourself not only to your own image of success but also to other people. And the question that I have is, I'm aware of relatively high suicide rates in countries like Korea and Japan. I wasn't so aware of that in India. I suppose you have to take into consideration that the job landscape changes so much now. It's in constant flux. And with that, the life landscape is also in a constant flux. Is there nothing in place to teach teenagers and young adults that it doesn't actually really matter? Because what will happen in 10, 15 years time, I mean, it's less predictable than ever. Yeah. And any child that is born this year, when it starts entering the workforce in 2045, plus minus a few years, I mean, that child will be doing jobs that we can't even imagine. Yeah, because the change is so profound. Yeah, so is there no are there no checks and balances to help people navigate this this landscape.
Yes. So I think we have seen COVID. And during COVID, no matter how good you are at work, which kind of job you are doing, and what was your importance in workplace, when the things fell right, everything people were laid off, like layoff happened, so many people, and people were not ready for that. Now, if that situation comes for me or anyone who has gone that time, for them it is kind of, it's not failure of us, that I go at work, I don't do things, I was not performing well. It is situation. That situation created that thing, and you were laid off, like the layoff. This time we see that if someone is going, the job cuts are happening, it's not because they are not good, because the requirement has gone down. Okay, and this is happening. So if things happens for those people, they say that they will not, they will not take it as a failure. Okay, if someone is getting laid off and they are talking to me about this, is they're talking to me that I got laid off, or my company they fired me, something like this has happened. I can understand them. They say that they are not failure. This is a situation that created. But the people who are entering a job first time, the fresh from the college or fresh out from college, they somehow got a job, and they are getting laid off, or they are fired, or something like that. In that situation, they will take it personally that I'm a failure. Okay, I will tell you that one more situation when we are in college, final year, and in India, so many companies they will come to campus for selection. They're big. Excuse me, a giant company like TCS, Wipro, Infosys, they will come to colleges and they will do a mass hire recruitment. They will not look for the which background you are. You have to give exams. They will select it. So many exams we have participated, and I didn't got selected in that exam. Okay, that time it was so hurtful, Frank. Your friend or your classmate, he got selected. Even he is not academically good, okay, better than you, but he got selected and you didn't got selected. And that time it was too hurtful. Okay, but now these things happened with us during that time. This time, year or the last year, companies are not going to colleges for recruitment. People are the students are after finishing their colleges, they are staying at home, and you can feel the pressure on from the society. The best pressure, like the worst pressure we feel it, is the societal pressure. So I'm at my home, or my neighbor, and he is asking my father or my mom that your son didn't got a job. He finished your engineering, he finished medical, or he finished something, and that pressure creates a lot of pressure on parents, or and like if you're watching, it will create pressure on you, and you are not. You'll get a lot of mental pressure. This is happening now. The students are going back to their home. They are not coming to industry workplaces because they are not finding a job. Future, no one knows. I don't know like what will happen down the line 6 months, because the things are getting so dynamic that So things are getting so dynamic that I'm not sure about what will happen. Want to take a manager, CEO, and no is really sure about their thing, like what will happen next. So the students should be taught to handle situation, okay, how to manage things, how to handle pressure. But what I see in Indian institute, especially colleges, students are more taught subject than the philosophy or how to manage the stress. It never happens. You are only taught your subject. And we had very limited. Now I see that in India they have started multidisciplinary courses. So even you are engineer, but you can take two or three subjects, different subject of your choice, or you want to study. But basically it's not like that. If you are in doing some course, all the courses related to your branch, you are taught, and that's all.
Where does this in India, where does this societal pressure actually come from? That you have
Okay,
to
I think our
that kids
society,
have to perform.
I think our society is built such a way, especially if you look at family-based system, a system closed, you look for your community, okay. Your success is defined. Previously, if you look at the our religious teachings, that was all about denunciation. Like you are leaving everything. You feel that this life is temporary. You don't. These materials are not good. But I don't know how the people are so much. Involved with these materials, about possessions, about looking the background, because people were treated. If you look at our system, people were treated based on the hierarchy, right? Based on the hierarchy, caste, the four divisions, and people were having more wealth. Success in the sense of society is caring about you. All those things happened, and because of this, people were more aware about these gaps, and they wanted to fulfill how they can fulfill about the showing off. If you look at the India, the houses they are building, okay? If my neighbor has a house, and I want to build, I have a two floors, two story building, and someone built a three story building, I will feel like inferior that, oh, why I'm not building three story building? And those things have gone up. And because of this, we are in that mesh. And it is happening. I don't know how people they are going to survive. And it is all out. Everyone feels the same. No matter how progressive they are, how good they talk about, at the end, you can feel the pressure of society, community. Even two brothers, they are separated and they are building their own houses. They do this comparison. That's why I talked about the marriages, how much money they are spending in marriages, how much things they are buying at things, only to show off, to show that I have things and I have done well.
Do you at this stage of your life feel the same pressure, as we would call it, keeping up with the Joneses,
Okay.
do you feel that, especially at this stage of your life now?
Okay, so for me, I tried not to compare myself with others, but looking at my wife and people, I feel that the pressure is coming up, and excuse me, things are happening. Like right now, we don't have a freeze washing machine. Now I have to buy those things. I can manage 2 3 months, and down the line I have to buy. But things are going in that direction. Going like pressure is everywhere. You look at the people, look at the clothes, living standard. So it is happening. But the circle I'm living, my friends, we are in the midst of not comparing with each other. We talk about a lot about these things, and but you can take ownership of yourself. But the person living behind you, you have to think about her also, him also, and this pressure creates. And I think it is coming up for me.
Is the pressure also from not so much from society, but also from people from the marketplace, that people are saying, oh, you have to buy this because it'll make your life easier? Does it come from advertising, from manufacturers of consumer goods, luxury goods? You have to have this pair of shoes because they work wonders and will make you walk quicker without producing more energy, et cetera, et cetera. Is there also this commercial pressure?
I think yeah, right. The advertisement has created our life. You feel insignificant if you are not having certain things. But yeah, it is happening for everyone, especially in big cities. If you look at the people working together, so they talk about cars, they talk about the movies. Which movie you went to see last time? Which car you are looking? Which bike you are looking for? Those things are happening, and this is because people don't have other things, other aspect of life,
It's
other
empty.
things.
It's
Yeah,
em Their lives are empty
and they
because
want
there's
to fill
no.
with the stuff.
So that's actually an interesting, it's an interesting thought. So, on a personal note, and maybe the last question, you feel a certain pressure to lead a materialistic life, because that's a tangible comparison.
Yes.
How do
Yeah, you're
you how do you feel, not the most elegant way of phrasing it, but how do you fill the void, because you are living within your budgetary, within your budget, and you say, we don't want to go down the road of having loans and debts and so on. We want to, when we can afford it, we buy it. So there, how do you fill the intellectual and spiritual void
Yes, so Frank,
that may
I
occur?
feel that reading more, spending time together is a must. But sometimes you can't avoid things because you are not keeping yourself happy. You are keeping others to have other person to make her happy, and you can't find a person like you, like. You have to adjust with someone, right? And I feel that no matter how much you do, you can't avoid. For me personally, I will keep reading. I will spend more time reading and make intellectually to think that these things does not matter, right? But I feel that somehow we are stuck so badly that there's no way out. You have to go like that. Somehow you can manage 10% also, you can try to manage things. That's all I feel that, Frank.
Yeah, so leading a meaningful life, learning more, socializing, interacting with people, but still being aware of what's going on around you. Okay,
Yeah.
Ritesh, I think we need to call it a day here. Good to see you again after 5 weeks of absence. Good to have these public good have these conversations again. And we will continue next week, same time, same place. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And I will be more involved in our community. I
Yeah.
will, but and thank you. I was looking forward for this call.
You
Yeah.
definitely. So